What you missed on The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Local startups can look forward to an easier time breaking into a new market in Europe. We're talking about Germany.
Our Enterprise Singapore is working with a German government-backed startup accelerator to help startups from both countries expand out of their home markets. Elliot, you were in Germany recently. Hmm. Did you meet anybody who dabbles in startups, or did you just meet football fans?
No, actually, I met car makers in Germany.
Car makers, but those are not startups.
They're not startups. It's
brick
massive
and mortar.
But I gotta say, I think it will be a very interesting market and very ideal for Singaporeans to work there as well, because they're very precise, the Germans. I love their sense of time. I think it'll be good. Germany presents significant opportunities for Singapore companies in the manufacturing and the environmental technology sectors.
In fact, bilateral trade between our countries grew 8.3% in 2017 from a year ago. It's reached $21.6 billion. Here's a little fact before I introduce our next guest. Germany's our largest trading partner in the EU. And conversely, Singapore is Germany's largest trading partner in ASEAN as well.
Singapore is also home to about 1,700 German companies. But back to the partnership. It's going to help startups. There will be two landing pads for Singapore startups in Germany, first in Munich and then later in Berlin. Mm-hmm. This comes 5 months after the German accelerator marked its entry into Singapore when it opened its German accelerator Southeast Asia office at Ayer Rajah Crescent.
Okay, though. Let's speak with our guest, Klaus Carter, a founder and CEO of German accelerator Southeast Asia, who's come into the studio so early with us. Good morning, Klaus.
Good morning, everyone.
Can you tell us why German accelerator was started in Singapore, and maybe just elaborate on the role of it?
I think the reason for German accelerator to be in Asia is just to capture the Southeast Asian markets, and of course Singapore being the launch pad for it. We have a very digital savvy middle class, right? It's very strong. And for Germans who traditionally have been looking at the United States as an initial first market outside of Europe, it pays clearly to look at ASEAN and look at Singapore.
Okay. Good to know. So how does the process work if a Singapore company or a German company is interested to tap into the other's market? How do you make the connection, and are there fees involved?
Well, in the case of the German accelerator, we are government sponsored. So it's the Federal Ministry of Economics in Germany. That allows us a very unique capability because we can really give unbiased advice, right? So we are not forced to make any economic decisions when we work with the startups. We are also, in our program, we are quite high touch. So we work very intensively with the startups and basically give our own inputs. And I think another aspect is we are entrepreneurs ourselves. So the accelerator is run by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. So we know the pain. We have been there. We can help the people.
Klaus, you have on board 8 German startups into your accelerator program this year. Could you tell us a little bit about what they offer to Singapore and Southeast Asia?
We have a very interesting mix. So in the case of our accelerator, we have a span, like said, let's say from fintech to agritech, right? So, and IoT and many different, let's say, German high-tech activities in the middle. I think two who stand out and maybe which fit into your aspect of your program is Fractal and Wealthstone. So we have two startups here which are very relevant for you. Wealthstone is basically of our spring batch. They are a digital wealth manager. And what they do is kind of they give you the ability of having an economist with a trading button. So you see some investment theme which is interesting to you. I'm not talking single stock. I talk about space travel. Okay. Or obesity or something like that. Okay. So you see a theme and it allows you to invest into that theme. So they have a platform which basically allows these kind of activities, and they're going to market now here in Singapore. The second company is in the ICO world, which is kind of the buzzword for the latest 2 years, I guess. Singapore is in a very strong position for the ICOs in Asia, thanks to its liberal government and thanks to the regulations. So they are coming in, so they basically want to make ICOs safe and sound in a sense that they know your customer procedures, they do anti-money laundering, and they built a platform which is very solid so that you can actually trust the ICO, both from an investment perspective, if as an investor into a company, but also from a company perspective. I know that the money I get is clean and clear money. It doesn't come out from dubious sources.
Klaus, with regard to these opportunities, which industries or even verticals offer the most opportunities?
This is for Singaporeans.
This is for Singaporeans going to Germany.
And then we can take it to Germany going to Singapore. Yes, to Singapore. Let's start with the first one.
Yes, I think when you look at traditional strengths of Germany, most of everything produced in the world somehow comes out of German machines still today. So I think we are very strong in that field. So any startup which is in green tech, building tech, sensor technology, IoT, what we call Industry 4.0 buzzword, right? I think these companies, they would find very interesting partners in Germany, and probably they have the ability that their piece of technology becomes part of a larger piece of technology, which then is being sold to the rest of the world, right? Okay. So I think the German company would be a sort of middleman for Singaporean young companies to become part of a world product.
Somewhat latching on something established already to become a part of a bigger project.
Yeah, imagine we briefly spoke about cars, right? Imagine Germany is probably still the world leader in car manufacturing. You know, if you have an interesting IoT company here out of Singapore and their sensor is part of the future car, right? And then suddenly it would be sold globally.
How would it work the other way around, where German companies trying to work with Singaporean companies?
It will work the other way around. Germany traditionally is B2B, right? So we have very few startups which are actually in the B2C field. So when German companies come here, we have to go with them through a very rigid product market fit. We first have to establish whether there is a market, and then we look at ASEAN and the wider picture and then help them basically to identify, right? So it's not necessarily in Singapore, but we try to find them business partners here. We have a lot of mentors which are local businessmen who work with our accelerator, and that way our startups get a very broad few into local capabilities.
Klaus, final question for you. You are an entrepreneur yourself, so how are you bringing your experience into this German accelerator?
Yes, I've done 7 startups in my life, and basically I went through the fundraising, I went through all the growth pains.
All the pain you were saying earlier,
selling companies on and so on and so on. And I think with that, I can sympathize with the founders and I can really give them a hand, and I do it and I love to do it.
Lovely hearing from you this Thursday morning, Klaus Carter, founder and CEO of German Accelerator Southeast Asia. Money FM 89.3.